CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're very excited to be joined on the phone by Jolyon Petch. You'll know him from the Dream Song that we play quite a lot on the...
One of my favourites, by the way.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Thanks so much for being with us, Jolyon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, what a cool name, Jolyon Petch. Now, that's not a stage name. That's your real name?
It is. It is.
And so did that come out of a baby book, or...?
That's something you'd have to ask my parents, but I think it's something like Old English. It's where Jolyon derived from.
Right, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's an interesting name.
Yeah, and so you were born in New Zealand. When did you come to Australia?
Moved to Aussie in 2010. I started in the Gold Coast, lovely Gold Coast, and spent about 3 years on the coast, and then finally made my way to the big city, drove all the way down from Gold Coast to Melbourne, which was really great to actually be able to drive through Australia and kind of just check out all the little stops on the way. So it's been 11 years now in Australia.
Wow.
Great to have you aboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're coming to Tassie. You're performing on the 22nd of January next year at Frankie J's here on the Northwest Coast. Is this the first time you've performed in Tassie?
Actually, no. And I've performed quite a few times in Devonport over the years. But I haven't played down there for quite some time. Obviously, not since my big hit Dreams has been all over the radio. So it's going to be great to be able to get down to Devonport and play Dreams in front of a big, large crowd down there. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to
be... Yeah, I'll be in the mosh pit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be probably the loudest one there, to be honest.
Oh, great. We'll get you on the microphone with me.
Yes!
Oh, look out. Don't
VIP treatment.
Don't encourage her.
So you've collaborated with quite a lot of artists. Who has been your favourite so far?
Well, I've got a brand new single that's going to be coming out next year, and that's going to be my favourite, biggest artist. I can't tell you too many details. I can tell you that it's a girl, and she's got 1 billion streams on one of her last songs. So that's going to be one of my biggest collaborations coming up.
Yeah.
But in the past, I've collaborated with a lot of a massive house music legend from Belgium, Kid Cream, one of my all time favourite producers. So we did a few tracks together, and I've collaborated with quite a few Australian guys as well. So a lot of collaborations there, but I'm really focusing on kind of just doing a lot of JP featuring some big singers for next year. So I can't wait for you guys to check it all out.
Yeah, we can't wait either. So this collaboration you're teasing here, will this be out before the show on the 22nd?
It may be around that time.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, hey, you never know. You guys might get a Tasmanian premiere.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing? Oh. So when did you start DJing?
I started DJing, I thought I could DJ in 1998.
Okay,
So it was all on vinyl back then. And, I thought I could DJ, but it wasn't until a few months later that my friends actually said, that's just kind of like cross-mixing songs together, not actually keeping the beats in time. So, it was around that time when they finally taught me how to properly put two records together, and I had come from a band background, so I was the drummer in a band. So basically, DJing is just matching the beats together, you know. So for a drummer to come across to the DJ world, it was quite easy with being able to hold your time, and obviously, good tune selection is another good thing on top of that.
Yeah,
totally.
We've got a lot of kids that listen who, you know, want to inspire to be a DJ and mix music and everything like that. What is some advice you might give them as a youngster wanting to become a DJ?
Well, I mean, this day and age, it's very easy to, you know, be able to go onto places like YouTube to find, you know, tutors to kind of teach you how to do that. I mean, back in my day, when I started out, there was no YouTube tutorials or anything like that. You know, you had to go out there and watch DJs. And that's probably the best thing that I could give advice for is go out to, you know, if that's something that you want to do and you've got some kind of favourite guys and in your local town that you like, go and hang out with them. Go and watch them, you know. Go and get a... start some rapport with that your local DJ and go and support them and you know, never know, they may end up teaching you as well, you know. So that's kind of what happened in my case. So I think the best thing is go out there and then you're also meeting the promoters of the event as well, and
yeah,
you know, then you get a little bit of a foot in the door. So I mean, definitely with how everything's all accessible online, it's so easy to just kind of school yourself and being able to do that. And then, you know, go out to your local place, see what the big tunes are, you know, get a mix CD, or not a mix CD, but a link to SoundCloud or something like that, and
Send
that to your promoter.
Wonderful. Yeah. So get a mentor or find a mentor and network.
Community, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, for sure. That's what it's all about, you know. And that's even like when you're going out to play parties, it's all about that community kind of thing as well. So it's definitely... That's a bit of advice from an old DJ.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jolly on Pitch. We cannot wait till this show on the 22nd of January at Frankie J's in Devonport. And, you know, stop by the studio if you want to be our friend.
Oh, 100%. I'm not sure when I'm down there, but if we can get down there a bit earlier, for sure. We'll can't wait.
We'll set up the gear at Frankie J's, don't worry.
Okay, oh, yeah, we can do something down there for sure.
Wonderful.
Yes, we're friends with Jolyon. Yes.
Going to add it to my Insta bio.
Thanks so much, Jolyon. Can't wait for the show.
Awesome. Can't wait for it, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.